was Selena Zito, my colleague. She writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Western Pennsylvania. Also for the Washington Examiner nationally and internationally, and the New York Post in the New York region. However, she also attends to the politics of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, the piece of the bridge that holds it all together. I'm from the eastern part of the state. Selena's from the western part of the state. And Harrisburg, somewhere in the middle, is the capital, the governor's seat, the legislator's seat. And these last years, there's been tension in Harrisburg, tension in the land, because of the wide gap between the Republicans in Washington and the Democrats in Washington. I don't need to review that. However, I come to a success in Pennsylvania that is underway. The new governor, Governor Shapiro, appeared at the farm show, not as an exhibit, wandering around, listening to farmers talk about the avian flu, talking about sheep to shawl, talking about all the wonderful stories that you get out of 4-H. Josh Shapiro comes from Montgomery County. That's where I grew up. That is urban and sophisticated and educated, everything you want. These are the color counties of Philadelphia. The farm show is in Harrisburg, somewhere in between. But, Selena, this is a Democrat. However, he's an unusual Democrat. I don't recognize this Democrat, except to compare him to Ed Rendell and Arlen Specter and Tom Ridge and Bob Casey Sr. What kind of Democrat is that to compare to four men of two parties, but all of, in similar fashion?
Well, you know, Pennsylvania, up until our last two governors, Pennsylvania voters have always put in office sort of pragmatic, good managers as their governors. You know, people in Pennsylvania tend to look as the governor as sort of the chief executive of the state. And that's what Ed Rendell and Bob Casey Sr. and Tom Ridge really were so and remain so beloved, because while if there was a political moment, if a presidential candidate came in, they, you know, had to do what they had to do. But they spent their days running the state effectively. And they also spent their days always out among the people. They were all very, very good. And I'm going to lump Senator Arlen Specter in this as well. And very good at always visiting all 67 counties of the state. And they understood that to earn the trust of the voter, that voter has to be able to basically kick your tires. They want to see you in their county. And Shapiro is of that mold. So I got the first interview with our brand new governor. And we talked about the importance of showing up, the importance of being visible, the importance of listening. And in the interview, I think the two things that I thought were very pragmatic and very smart that he said he was kicking off his first week with governor as in doing was that he was taking all 80,000 jobs in Pennsylvania, state jobs, and taking away the requirement to have a college degree. Why is that important? It's important because there has been this barrier of entry into being able to work in the state government. There are plenty of both rural and urban talented people who have been unable to work in the government, being able to make a difference in their community because they haven't either been able to afford or have access to higher education. And so that was a really big deal that went over well with everyone. The other thing that he said he was doing, and he did this week, was fix the regulation, the licensing problem in this state. You know, one of the biggest problems farmers, but also the energy industry has in this state is the licensing, the ability to get the permits through and in a timely manner. Sometimes it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 years to go from applying to your permit to be actually being able to grant your permit. And that also goes for barber licensing and beauty salons and things of that nature. And so he has committed to when you apply The day you apply, you are given a date that you will get your permit. And that has been applauded across a lot of different I don't want to say agencies, but different kinds of companies, because in different I can't think of the word, but anyways, it's very, very popular among Pennsylvania voters.
You also elicit from the new governor that he's been approached by Republican legislators in Harrisburg to work together on this or that issue, this or that initiative, this or that law. Why that's significant is that the legislature right now, I'm following Selena's reporting, she's on the scene, is Republican dominant, but that's very likely to change with special elections coming up in February. And also the speaker, a former Democrat, has declared himself neither. So the legislature is beginning to look like neither this nor that. And the new governor is looking to work with the legislature. Selena, this is very unusual. Yes, very unusual.
This is very unprecedented. We've never had a speaker, House speaker, that is an independent. We have always had either a dominant Democrat majority or a dominant Republican majority. We've never had a very narrow majority. But at the end of the day, it appears as though it's going to be a tie with an independent speaker. You know, everyone is sort of, all agog about this. However, I personally think this suits Shapiro's temperament and may be the best thing that ever happened to him, despite the unusualness of it.
He's extremely well prepared for this, having served in a statewide post before. And also at the same time, he's aware that the legislature has its versions of conservatives and liberals. He understands all of that. The question is, does Pennsylvania want to stand out as a place to get things done, quite different from Washington, where the food fight continues? Do people talk about that, Selena? Let's move together and not look at Washington.
Yeah, they sure talk about it, but we've never really done it very well here in our state. So this will be a true test, not only of the independence of the House Speaker, but also of the pragmatism of the governor and his ability to be able to navigate the unusual circumstances of the majority minority in the state legislature. And you have to remember he also has a Republican majority state Senate.
There's a big issue that you also write about and we will address all year long, which is education. The parents of Pennsylvania are rattled by the drop in statistics after the pandemic. I suppose that Governor Shapiro means to attend to their concerns immediately. Did he speak of education? We have about a minute.
Yeah, he is the only Democrat that I know of, and I don't know of all Democrats, but he supports school choice. And that is a very popular idea within the Black community, where education scores and testing scores are in the basement.
Right.
And they are meeting with him this week. This is National School Choice Week. So we shall see if he holds up to his campaign promise to support it.
Selena Zito, Washington Examiner, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, New York Post. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.